first memories reliable, or are they always based on something people have told us? What age do most people's first memories come from? John Fisher has been reading a fascinating new book about memory by Professor Drasma called How Memory Shapes Our Past, and he's going to answer these questions for us and more. Hello, John.
Hello.
Let's start at the beginning, then. At what age do first memories generally occur?
Well, according to both past and present research, 80% of our first memories are of things that happened to us between the ages of 2 and 4. It's very unusual to remember anything that happened before that age.
Why is that?
There seem to be 2 main reasons, according to Professor Drasma. The first reason is that before the age of 2, children don't have a clear sense of themselves as individuals. They can't usually identify themselves in a photo. And you know how a very small child enjoys seeing himself in a mirror, but he doesn't actually realize that the person he can see is him. Children of this age also have problems with the pronouns I and you, and a memory without I is impossible. That's to say, we can't begin to have memories until we have an awareness of self.
And the second reason?
The second reason is related to language. According to the research, first memories coincide with the development of linguistic skills, with a child learning to talk. And as far as autobiographical memory is concerned, it's essential for a child to be able to use the past tense so that he or she can talk about something that happened in the past and then remember it.
I see. What are first memories usually about? I mean, is it possible to generalize at all?
Early memories seem to be related to strong emotions such as happiness, unhappiness, pain, and surprise. Recent research suggests that 3/4 of first memories are related to fear, to frightening experiences like being left alone or a large dog or having an accident, things like falling off a swing in a park. And of course, this makes sense and bears out the evolutionary theory that the human memory is linked to self-preservation. You remember these things in order to be prepared if they happen again so that you can protect yourself.
Are first memories only related to emotions, or are there any specific events that tend to become first memories?
The events that are most often remembered, and these are always related to one of the emotions I mentioned before, are the birth of a baby brother or sister, a death, or a family visit. Festive celebrations with bright lights were also mentioned quite frequently, much more frequently than events we might have expected to be significant, like a child's first day at school. Another interesting aspect is that first memories tend to be very visual. They're almost invariably described as pictures, not smells or sounds.
First memories are often considered unreliable in that perhaps sometimes they're not real memories, just things other people have told us about ourselves or that we have seen in photos. Is that true according to Professor Drasma?
Absolutely. He cites the famous case of the Swiss psychologist Jean Piaget.